100.9 WIFM. It's time for Explore Elkin. I'm Joel Hooper. We're talking this week with Leslie Slender with the town of Elkin. Good morning, Leslie. How are you?
Good morning, Joel. How are you?
I am great. Okay, Leslie, let's explore Elkin. What's going on?
Okay, well, I think this week what we wanted to talk about was a program that's running through the town of Elkin to support small business. So we wanted to highlight that opportunity out there to businesses. And what it relates to is a group of 20 or 30 local business owners, Elkin business owners, have come together over the past year to 18 months to put together a business support program. And what that entails is basically getting out there, visiting our local businesses one-on-one. So instead of it just being myself or Laura Gaylord going out to visit respective businesses, it's a fellow business owner coming out to see you. And they're going to be talking to you about, you know, the challenges of your business, benefits, and also some resources that we have here in Elkin to support business. So what we're finding is a lot of folks don't really know all the different things that are out there to help them. And so we're kind of given a big push to go out and support our existing businesses to let them know what is there to help them. And then also, kind of as an end result of this whole program that we've been going through, is we now have launched a revolving loan fund that's available to local businesses within the Elkin city limits. We're first targeting and kind of going out and visiting the downtown businesses, but it is available to all businesses throughout Elkin city limits. And that revolving loan fund is a $100,000 fund that's held at the North Carolina Rural Center, earmarked just for Elkin businesses. We're rolling it out in amounts from a minimum of $500 to a maximum of $25,000 to are the loan amounts. And it's designed to kind of fill that gap where traditional lenders, say if it's you know, your local bank, your larger lenders may say, you know, these amounts are too small, or perhaps the startup business is a little too risky. We want to make sure people know, well, here's this other fund that could give them the capital they need to start up their business. So that's a part of this whole program that we're really, really excited about, is, again, that access to capital that may not be there through the traditional firms, and we're kind of trying to complement how they could get these businesses started up. So that's what we're really wanting to make sure folks know is available to them, especially the businesses here in Elkin.
We're talking with Leslie Slender on this week's edition of Explore Elkin. Leslie, so for our listeners out there that would like to learn more about this program that maybe have not been able to reach you, or you haven't been able to reach them yet, what can they do to find out more information, and what are some of the questions maybe they should have ready, or some of the ideas that they should have ready when they are able to either talk with you by phone or meet with you in person?
Right. The best thing to do is just give us a call. Here at Town Hall, my direct line is 336-794-6468. And really, you know, if you just have a business idea, that's enough for us to go on, and we have the means to kind of help you talk through where your need areas are. So you don't really need to have a whole lot, you know, a lot of ducks in a row. You know, you can just come to us with an idea, or if you're further along and you've been through the business planning stage and you are ready to access that capital, we'll know what stage you're in and how and best to support you. But just give us a call is the main thing, and we'll get you started.
So you're talking about businesses that have, quote, been in business for many, many, many years, or those young startup businesses. Everyone can be involved in this, correct?
That's right. That's correct, Joel. Existing businesses, businesses looking to expand, or businesses that are just starting up, give us a call and we'll see how we can help you.
Now, as you are moving through with this, Leslie, what have been your personal reflections on talking with some of the businesses? Is there excitement? Do you feel like there's going to be the revitalization, the reinvention, and the renewal that Explore Elkin is all about? Have you been kind of saddened at any time, or how do you feel overall?
No, I think it's an exciting time in Elkin right now. We've got some new energy with what Explore Elkin is doing, and then plus two, some of the things that have been rolling along in the background are all kind of coming to head at the same time. So I think there's quite a buzz out there, and I think our small businesses, especially getting these local leaders involved, you know, they're all on the same page of understanding what the challenges are and understanding where we can help and where we might not be able to help. So it's really exciting that everybody's on the same page of wanting to see some of the same goals happen through supporting our businesses and also just making Elkin a great place to live and a great place to start your business.
Leslie Slender with the Town of Elkin. Once again, Leslie, tell us how folks can learn more about this program and about how they can explore Elkin.
Sure. I mean, just to let you know, too, we are called are calling this group E3, which is Energizing Elkin Entrepreneurs. You don't have to remember that, but just give me a call at 336-794-6468. But when you do see the promotional materials out there for E3, it's all about that business support and that revolving loan fund.
All right, that's perfect. All right, Leslie Slender with this week's edition of Explore Elkin. And remember, folks, every day is a great day to explore Elkin. Leslie Slender, thank you so much. We look forward to seeing you soon.
Thank you, Joel.
Thanks. And to let our listeners know, at the time of this airing on WIFM, the first loan has been granted.